News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has announced that plans are underway to restructure the security forces to tackle crime, particularly in the western parishes. The changes will form part of a broad crime prevention strategy being rolled out this year. The measures will include increased security of the country's maritime borders, as well as greater partnerships between the Jamaica Constabulary Force and the Jamaica Defence Force.
There will be restructuring of the security forces to increase operation and administrative focus on the western parishes, which will see the western operational area for the police split into two, and the JDF presence increased to a battalion stationed in Montego Bay, along with other infrastructure improvements to accommodate these changes.
The Prime Minister adds that the government is also seeking international support in technical and strategic areas as efforts continue to identify ways to bring crime under control. The government has appointed a public sector transformation and implementation team to be led by Maria Thompson-Walters. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government has identified broad priorities for transformation to be implemented and coordinated by the team. The team, he adds, will require the services of specialists in communication, law, and industrial relations.
The public sector implementation team will have the overall responsibility for coordinating the entire universe of transformation activities across ministries, departments, agencies, and to escalate to my office any areas where there are obstacles.
The Prime Minister was delivering the policy statement on public sector transformation at the Office of the Prime Minister Thursday. All ministers, permanent secretaries, and agency heads will be required to work closely with the public sector transformation and implementation team to ensure the agreed actions are implemented on time. The first batch of farm workers for 2017 left for work in Canada on Wednesday under the Canadian Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program. The group of approximately 375 workers is expected to take up employment opportunities in greenhouse production of vegetables, fruits, and other crops. Minister of Labour and Social Security Shahini Robinson says the program continues to have a positive impact not only on the participants, but also the local economy.
The Jamaica-Canada Employment Program continues to be a constant source of job opportunity for thousands of Jamaicans and a vital source of foreign exchange remittances to the Jamaican economy.
Last year, 15,611 workers participated in the Overseas Employment Program, with nearly 9,000 or more than 50% having gone to Canada. And the standards for the packaging and labelling of brown sugar in the local retail market will come into effect on July 1, 2017 for packers and on January 1, 2020 for producers and manufacturers. This was disclosed by Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda earlier this week.
All sugar in commercial trade will need to be appropriately labelled to the required standards, and these are the Jamaican Standard Specification for Labeling of Prepackaged Foods, Jamaican Standard Specification for the Labeling of Commodities, Jamaican Standard Specification for the Labeling of Commodities Part 20, Labeling of Prepackaged Goods.
Minister Samuda says structures in the industry will be adjusted to better manage the trade of sugar. The compulsory standards for packaging and labelling brown sugar was signed by Minister Samuda and gazetted December 30, 2016. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Twyla Whelan.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here's a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
Don't speed. In the rush to get to a Christmas party or to do your Christmas shopping, you may be tempted to speed. Drive within the speed limit to prevent crashes this holiday season. A speeding ticket and possible collisions are not likely on your holiday wish list, so make this holiday season a safe one for all. A holiday road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.